Thailand's estate and succession legal framework. Thailand reportedly has the widest social and wealth inequality gaps in the world. Notwithstanding, Thailand's legal system expressly prohibits the creation and use of trusts, which are a construct often attributed in jurisdictions where they are permitted to asset shielding of land estates by the richest segments of society to preserve rents from those that do not possess, have not inherited, or have not earned the capital to acquire the assets to avoid rents. Thailand's wealthiest citizens will directly or indirectly, through corporate holdings, own large tracts of land in Thailand, and the price per square wa, 4 meters, or price per meter, has risen at impressive rates over time, causing some speculation and debate as to the existence of economic bubbles. Many of the largest companies in Thailand still reflect the high concentration of power of wealthy families through block shareholdings in both public and private companies. The distribution of assets post-death can naturally cause disputes, but notably, unlike in some common law jurisdictions, there can be no claims from interested persons outside of the will or intestacy rules. There are several disqualification provisions for inheritance in the Thai Civil and Commercial Code, and children born outside of a marriage to another parent may also be descendants under intestacy rules. For foreign investors or holders of assets in Thailand, large or small in value, the difference between the Thai system and the other systems where connected companies and assets may be seated can cause difficulties of administration for executors and discomfort, confusion and expense for beneficiaries and estate alike. Many foreigners forget to apply principles of pragmatism to ordering their affairs and may rely upon the seemingly generous rules under which Thailand will ultimately recognise foreign wills, except for trust structures, and allow enforcement within the parameters of Thai law. Foreigners often take shortcuts with off-the-shelf estate wills and estate planning packages, and may miss planning and ordering to ensure that third parties, banks and other institutions, will less likely cause issues for claims. Court support is necessary to administer an estate in Thailand, and this requires the physical presence on more than one occasion of the executors, and may also require beneficiaries to be present or to conform with difficult notarization and certification procedures. Anti-fraud measures are also important to consider, such as registering the will with local authorities. Wills should also not conflict with other jurisdictions, and care should be taken to avoid accidentally revoking all other wills in any new wills, and limiting revocation of prior wills and testaments to the intended jurisdictions. An additional layer of complexity affecting estate management for foreigners exists due to the foreign Thai shareholding ratio restrictions in certain businesses which require Thai majorities, impacting on the value that passes in a company when only a minority interest of shares passes to a beneficiary. The prohibition on owning directly or indirectly land, and rules which mean inherited assets will not generally form marital property.